o'clock. She'd be at the bar getting in the last round for the road. But tonight she's in joggers and a t-shirt. Her dark hair tied up in a bun, contacts out, glasses on, and a glass of lukewarm wine on the coffee table that she poured herself earlier and hasn't had a chance to drink. She clicks the volume down on the TV using the remote and listens again. There it is, the very early outposts of crying, a kind of dry, ominous chirruping. Kim has never really liked babies. She liked her own well enough, but did find the early years testing and ill-suited to her sensibilities. From the first night that both her children slept through the night, Kim has placed a very, possibly disproportionately, high value on an unbroken night. She had her kids young and easily had time enough and room in her heart for another one or two. But she could not face the prospect of sleepless nights again. For years she has protected her sleep vigilantly, with the help of eye masks and earplugs and pillow sprays and huge tubs of melatonin that her friend brings back for her from the States. And then, just over 12 months ago, her teenage daughter, Tallulah, had a baby. And now Kim is a grandmother at the age of 39, and there is a crying baby in her house again. Soon, it feels, so soon, after her own baby stopped crying. For the most part, despite it happening 10 years before she was ready for it, having a grandson has been blessing after blessing. His name is Noah, and he has dark hair like Kim, like both of Kim's children. Kim only ever really liked babies with dark hair. Blonde-haired babies freak her out. Noah has eyes that oscillate between brown and amber, depending on the light, and he has solid legs and solid arms, with circlets of fat at the wrists. He's quick to smile and laugh, and he's happy to entertain himself, sometimes for as long as half an hour at a time. Kim looks after him when Tallulah goes to college, and she occasionally gets a kick of panic in her gut at the realization that she has not heard him make a noise for a few minutes. She rushes to his high chair, or to the swing seat, or to the corner of the sofa to check that he is still alive, and finds him deep in thought whilst turning the pages of a fabric book. Noah is a dreamy baby, but he does not like to sleep, and Kim finds this darkly stressful. At the moment, Tallulah and Noah live here with Kim, alongside Zach, Noah's father. Noah sleeps between them in Tallulah's double bed, and Kim puts in her earplugs and plays some white noise on her smartphone, and is generally saved from the nighttime cacophony of Noah's sleeplessness. But tonight, Zach has taken Tallulah out on what they're calling a date night, which sounds strangely middle-aged for a pair of 19-year-olds. They've gone to the very pub that Kim would normally be sitting in tonight. She slipped Zach a £20 note as they were leaving and told them to have fun. It's the first time they've been out as a couple since before Noah was born. They split up while Tallulah was pregnant and got back together again about 6 months ago, with Zach pledging to be the best dad in the world. And, so far, he's been true to his word. Noah's crying has kicked him properly now, and Kim sighs and gets to her feet. As she does so, her phone buzzes with a text message. She clicks it and reads, "Mum, there's some people here from college. They asked us back to theirs, just for an hour or so. Is that okay?" Smiley face emoji. Then, as she's typing a reply, another message follows immediately. "Is Noah okay?" "Noah is fine," she types. "Good as gold. Go and have fun. Stay as long as you like. Love you." Kim goes upstairs to Noah's cot, her heart heavy with the prospect of another hour of rocking and soothing and sighing and whispering in the dark while the moon hangs out there in the balmy midsummer sky, which still holds pale smudges of daylight, and the house creaks emptily and other people sit in pubs. But, as she approaches him, the moonlight catches the curve of his cheek, and she sees his eyes light up at the sight of her, hears his breath catch with relief that someone has come, and sees his arms reach up to her. She collects him up and places him against her chest and says, "What's all the fuss about now, baby boy? What's all the fuss?" And her heart suddenly expands and contracts with the knowledge that this boy is a part of her and that he loves her, that he is